211 Texas Agent and Information Line, Dallas Region. This is Manuela. How can I help you?
Since the lines opened in 2000, 211 has been a popular number in North Texas.
We last year took over 630,000 calls, and the year before that we took about 500,000, and the year before that we took 428,000. So every year it grows 15% to 20%.
Jacqueline West is deputy director of the Community Council of Greater Dallas. That's the group that operates this 211 call center, which serves 8 North Texas counties and gets almost 2,000 calls a day. For people dealing with financial problems, 211 is the starting gate for assistance.
Because it's very frustrating to have a problem, especially when you're not used to dealing with problems, social service problems, to have to call more than one place or to not know where to begin.
The most common 211 calls are from people who need help paying utility bills or finding a food pantry. Operators get a lot of calls about health care too, Medicaid and now Obamacare. But 211 can give referrals far beyond the basics.
People don't think they have any options with child care. We actually have a list of places that you can call to get child care. Legal help. We only list nonprofits. So if you have a legal situation that a nonprofit can help you with, we can make the right referral.
A lot of 211 callers are low income. But Executive Director Martha Blaine says these days, people with steady jobs need help too. The kind of folks who are one crisis away from financial trouble.
I think it is hard for families, especially those who've never had to seek help outside of their immediate family before. And we're seeing that increase now. People who've never used social services don't even know what's available.
But Blaine says, don't worry about that. If you need assistance, just dial.
There's no such thing as a bad call.
All the nonprofit organizations that 211 refers callers to have been checked out, which means you don't have to worry about scams. Jacqueline West hopes that's enough to calm the nerves of first-time callers, because too many people who need help hesitate.
By the time people call here, they're almost in a 911 situation, even though they're calling 211, because their needs are so urgent that they need help right away.
And if you just know where to start, help is usually closer than you think. Courtney Collins for KERA News.